Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Saint Fotina and companions, all you who thirst, come to the waters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Please be seated. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Fotina and companions. You might know that Saint Fotina is the woman at the well, whom our Lord, when the apostles had gone away looking for food one day, our Lord stayed by the well, and it was about noontime, they say, that he was there, and this woman came to fetch some water. It was noontime, and that was because most of the respectable women would not come out around that time, but later on in the day to fetch their water at the well. But this woman, an adulteress actually, she came to fetch her water, and there was God, our blessed Lord, sitting at the well. And you know the whole story, that our Lord gradually takes her and reveals to her all of her sins, and right away she converts, and immediately she becomes an apostle. She goes to the town and she preaches that this Jesus, who just told me all my sins at the well, he is the true Messiah, and that by her means many were converted to the true faith. But do you know what went on after that? Well, Saint Fotina went to Carthage, and there she lived with her younger son for quite a while, and she continued to preach the faith, she and her younger son, while her older son, whose name was Victor, he would be a martyr later on as well, was in the Roman army. Well, at some point, Nero, the Emperor Nero, told Victor to go and to round up all the Christians and bring them to a certain place, and there they would have to sacrifice to the gods or be put to death. But Victor knew this other man. He was an official in Rome. His name was Sebastian. He too would become a martyr with this group. But he told Victor, I'll tell you what, I speak to you as a friend. Just sacrifice to the gods. And then tell your mother and your brother, just don't preach publicly. Practice your faith secretly, and everything will be okay. We won't turn you in. And they all denied that, wouldn't have anything to do with it. On the spot, Sebastian, the one who said that, he fell down and he was blinded. For 3 days, he could see nothing. But on the fourth day, out of the blue, he said, I believe in Jesus Christ. And he received the faith and baptism right there. Well, then soon enough, though, Saint Fotina, her five sisters and two sons, and a number of other people, Sebastian, and many others, were turned in and told to sacrifice. Well, at first, well, they never did, but they were given all sorts of punishments because of it. First, their knuckles were broken, but they felt nothing, no pain or anything. Then they were given all sorts of other tortures and finally put in prison. Many of them, the five sisters of Saint Fotina, were put in prison. And guess what they did there? Well, they preached the gospel. Who was it that was converted this time but the very daughter of the Emperor Nero? She would become a martyr with Fotina and all of the other saints. So they say there was this brilliant light in the prison cell where they were, because there God was being glorified by their worship and by their prayers and by their sufferings. Soon enough, they were taken out of prison. Saint Fotina was then, because she professed her faith, she was thrown into a well. She was converted at a well and thrown into a well. But she was fine for a while. She came out and professed her faith, and while the others suffered most cruel deaths, they suffered all sorts of tortures, and one of them was actually tied to two trees, and the trees were pulled back all the way to the ground, and then the trees were let forth like a slingshot, and the body of the martyr was just torn in two. There's some pretty cruel tortures there. But after Fotina came back to the Emperor Nero, and he one last time said, "Will you sacrifice to the gods, or will you die?" Her answer was a very firm no. "You profligate and stupid man, why would I deny my God to serve your gods for just a little more time on this earth?" Immediately, she was thrown back into her well. That's where she gave up her soul to Almighty God. She's a great martyr. When we think of these martyrs today, admire them, but imitate them in this, that there will be our frustrations during this day. There will be times when we get impatient, we feel grouchy, we want to say an ill word to someone. These are ways of becoming a sort of martyr, or at least we might want to call ourselves a martyr at times. But in any case, bear these crosses in union with the martyr's sufferings and invoke them whenever you are most tempted to lose your patience. If you all kneel down, we'll say the prayers to the Holy Face now.